current, hopefully, anyway. Let's see if she is on the line. Piotrowska, how are you?
I'm very good, thank
Natalia Piotrowska, I'm getting it right now. You are Ireland's current barista champion. Fair play to you, the first foreign national to win the award. By the way, when you came here to Ireland, were you a fan of coffee?
No, I wasn't, not at all. But I think I was drinking, I used to drink really bad coffee, that's why I was not a fan of it.
All right, so you would know your good coffee from your bad coffee, and I presume there would be a lot of places in, say, Dublin City that sell what you would consider to be bad coffee.
Well, I suppose they're kind of everywhere in Ireland. You can get kind of those bad ones and the good ones, but I would rather kind of stay focused on those good ones and give those mention rather than the bad ones, I think.
Okay, well, like, there are so many different coffee establishments in Dublin City. There's just, they're springing up all over the place. So I presume, I'm always assuming the people behind the counter know what they're doing. You won the Irish Barista Championships in February, and now you've just won a place in next year's competition. So what is a good coffee? What's the best coffee? Where in the world does the best coffee come from?
Oh, well, I would probably say Colombia for this year. It's very kind of, I'm very familiar with it because I've worked with it for my semi-finals. And before, I had kind of maybe a touch of Colombian coffees. While I think they're exceptional, they really high in quality. However, you have to get like a good source anyway to kind of get something really, really good and like really the best coffee out of Colombia. But yeah, let's say Colombia.
Okay, Colombia it is. They're very serious about their coffee in Colombia. Do you know that they have a theme park which is all based around its coffee, and they've had 10 million visitors in the first 2 years at it? Were you ever there, no?
No, not yet. I'm hoping to visit kind of some places in the future, but...
Right, and they have a huge ad. I mean, I've seen the ad with Conchita the donkey, and they sell their coffee. So, like, as I say, they're really serious about their coffee there. So can we get Colombian coffee here very easily, or do you have to go looking for it?
No, I suppose you'll get it in places like 3FA in Dublin, or, like, you know, I suppose 3FA and Brother Hubbard, they like pretty much they serve like 3FE coffee anyway, but that would be the places that you would be kind of heading to get like a kind of fresh crops of coffee. And like, not always they will have Colombian because of the harvest and everything, but I'm sure if not Colombian, you'll get something really good and surprising.
Okay, so you mentioned Brother Hubbard there, and you mentioned 3FE. Have you like checked out the Fumbly and Cup and Coffee Angel and Vice?
Yeah,
and Calf,
yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
Roasted not Brown.
Not all of them I have checked, but like these guys are doing a great job. So like, if you're heading in Dublin, like those places are the ones worth a visit.
Okay, just like, I mean, you have your chains, so can I say that maybe you mightn't like some of the coffee in your Insomnias or Starbucks?
Yes. Well, I have to say.
Okay, well, then, okay, I have to ask then, Natalia, what's wrong with the coffee and Insomnia and Starbucks from your point of view?
I just don't like it. I just don't like the way they go for quantity. I don't like it's a commodity coffee they use. Like, if you were there and you asked, like, where it's coming from, you probably wouldn't get, like, really a kind of a strict answer. So, it's not my type, totally. I just like to feel kind of a coffee flavor is what comes in from the actual origin, rather than just kind of put an extra sugar and just like drink something quite bitter.
Right.
That's just me.
Okay, that's just you. That's just your choice. That's fair enough. Obviously, lots of people do like it. So just tell me something. You mentioned semi-finals there about 2 minutes ago. So the Irish Barista Championships, does it go through, like, you know, opening rounds, quarterfinals, semi-finals, final? What happens in the final? Are you sitting there or standing there behind a machine trying to outdo the other person?
So basically, you have 4 sensory judges. You have 2 technical judges and 1 of the head judge. So it's like a 15-minute presentation where obviously you prepare for it. So you have to choose the coffee. There are certain points on the score sheets that you kind of need to match in order to score high. And then basically you're presenting like your coffee in course of four espressos, four milk beverages, and you're creating four of your signature drink. And you just need to kind of work on a customer service and like make sure, even though that the judges are in front of you, that they feel really comfortable and like they feel engaged.
Wow, they feel like, okay, so basically like you're marked on the taste, the appearance, the experience, and if it lives up to what you've described it as. Where are you from, Natalia?
I am originally from Poland.
And how long have you been in Ireland?
It's past 7 years.
What age are you now? I'm allowed to ask that.
I'm 26.
All right, okay. And do you work in a coffee shop in town or anything? Or do you have your own?
No, I don't have my own. I run a coffee consultancy service. So it's like for businesses and like for individuals that are looking to kind of upskill and get some more knowledge on like a coffee for people that want to open their coffee shops and that are looking for some advice. And
wow,
stuff
a
like
coffee
that.
Consultancy service. Natalia Piotrowska. Wow, very good. Okay, so listen, just very briefly, because we're coming up towards the news, I just want to know this. You won, and now you're through, I think, to the finals next February again to, I suppose, what? To defend your title, is it?
Yes. Pressure is on.
I like when pressure is on. Do you practice at home, do you?
I do, yeah. I have training room. Thankfully, I have really proper training room, so I can really train and get ready for kind of that standard. So, yeah, I practice at home. I am getting ready. Now I'm just turning off my mind of the competition for a while, and then I'm kind of back to the mode again. It's countless hours of training, to be honest.
And do you make cappuccinos and lattes and all that kind of thing? Or is it a speciality kind of coffee?
I do kind of all type. We have to as well train like a milk beverage. So if I'm training for a competition, I need to find the best balance with the milk and the actual espresso. So it's about kind of quantities and how much milk I'm putting and what texture I'm getting and just make it consistent. So I'll do kind of all the types of coffee.
Fantastic. So listen, Seattle, that's where the World Barista Championships have been. You represented Ireland. Was it good fun?
It was brilliant. It was my first time in there, which was great. But at the same time, it was like going into kind of a big workshop where you could kind of see all other champions, how they work, how they prepare, and get kind of some experience of that. It was brilliant. And the world stage, compared to Irish stage, that's like really huge, which I'm sure you will be able to see in June next year in Dublin.
Oh, really? All right. Oh, yeah. Good. Well, listen, look, we look forward to that and we really appreciate you taking the call. Natalia Piotrowska, and it is from Coffee Consultancy and Events, the 2015 winner of the Irish Barista Championships, and who knows, maybe the world winner in 2016. Thanks a million, Natalia, for talking to us, and good luck in the championships next year. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much. Bye. Bye.